Check, mic test, 1, 2. Hello and welcome into Lansing's Jackson Field. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, rejoined by Adam Jaxa. And today it's the Lansing Lugnuts on the Fort Wayne Tin Cap, starting up a six-game series from Michigan Avenue in between Cedar Street and Larch Street downtown. Adam Jaxa, good to see you.
Good to see you as well, Jesse. Great to be back at home.
Last time that the Lansing Lugnuts were in action, it was on Sunday, and the Lugnuts were playing in West Michigan against the Whitecaps. They started things off with a bang early. Well, you're just going to have to take our word for it. Things went well for the Lansing Lugnuts. It was Jack Winkler. Winkler, who had a home run out to left field. Winkler knocking it out, and that was his first professional home run. Let's see if this works out. That does not work out. Well, just so we are all on the safe side here, it was a good idea up until the second that things didn't sound all quite right. Right, Adam?
Yeah, well, the highlights aren't going to work for us to be back home, but as you said, take us for what you will with Jack Winkler, two-run shot. The Lugnuts needed that, a spark finally to score first in that series for the first time that week, and they carried that momentum along with their starter, Osvaldo Barrios, who went into the sixth inning, and they held that Whitecaps off, picked up a huge win to finish off the series.
Let me try this just real quick. Well, forget that. All right, Adam, sorry, back to you.
Technical difficulties early here, but the Lugnuts were excellent. They finally played a complete game, got early offense, good pitching, and things did get a little dicey in the ninth, but give credit to Angelo Infante, who came in and found a way to get the final three outs and keep that pesky West Michigan offense at bay as the Lugnuts picked up their third win of the season as they come in today 3-6 against the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, the high A affiliate of the San Diego Padres, who used a grand slam to close off a series win in their last week of games.
That's right. Well, before we get more into previewing the series, let's see if this works, because earlier today I had a chance to sit down with Lansing Lugnuts infielder Sahid Valenzuela. This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Sahid Valenzuela. Sahid, how was your off season?
Oh, it was awesome. I was in Arizona for a little bit. Then I spent the last about 2 months in California training out there with some of my college buddies. So that was a lot of fun. Got to work on a lot of stuff.
Like what?
My swing a little bit, my speed, getting a little bit quicker around the base pass, and just working on my body as well. Put on a few pounds, so that's good.
Muscle?
Yeah, oh yeah.
But do you feel fast? Do you feel quick?
Yeah, I feel quicker around the base pass.
About your swing, what were you working on?
A little bit of like my approach, and then staying up the middle, and then knowing what I do, and not getting away from that.
What do you do?
You know, I just spread the ball around the field, try to get base hits and a little bit of extra base hits.
I was talking to Alex Jensen, the voice of Stockton, and he said, watch out for Sahid. He said, last year, especially coming off the injury, and he said, watch out for you this year. Are you feeling 100% healthy and recovered?
Oh, yeah. My arm feels way better. I had Tommy John in 19. Wasn't able to play in 20 because of COVID. But yeah, those 2 years, they've been helpful. Coming back feeling 100%. So hopefully the year goes good.
I want to go back a little bit. How many positions have you played in your life growing up?
Growing up, I was always a shortstop. But in college, my freshman year, I played second base. I played a little bit of third base, a little bit of outfield in high school, but mainly just the infield.
How big was baseball in your family growing up, or did you play all sorts of other sports too?
Oh yeah, baseball was big. My dad, my grandpa, my uncles, they all played baseball, and I mean, that's ever since I was 3 years old. I can remember picking up a baseball. So yeah, my family's always been big baseball fans, and just playing the sport. Everybody, my brother as well, cousins, it's big.
Okay, how are the Valenzuela family baseball games?
Oh, they're fun. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, they're all pretty good.
Okay, you're an infielder. Take me through the positions of all your other family members.
Oh, they are all infielders. All Valenzuelas are infielders. One of my cousins is a catcher. But other than that, everybody played short, second, and third. My dad was a shortstop as well. So, yeah, pretty much that's full of infielders.
Anybody else in professional baseball?
No, nobody. Mm-hmm. My uncle played a little bit of independent ball, professional in Mexico, but yeah, that's it.
So how exciting is this for your family to see you working your way up to the minors?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, I know my parents are really proud, so hopefully I continue making them proud, but yeah, this is awesome. They love it.
Well, in college, you went to a proud baseball program that went to the College World Series. What was your path to Cal State Fullerton?
Oh, that was my path was different. I moved up to NorCal when I was from Yuma, Arizona, a small town, just because a lot of people don't get recruited out of there. So I thought I'd take a different path and try to get recruited out of there. So I moved up to California with Alex Rivera, and I lived with him for those 4 years, and I got recruited out of there. Was able to go to a camp, a prospect camp, and they offered me right then and there. And that was, as soon as they offered me, I committed right then and there. I knew I wanted to go to Fullerton.
Was it everything you hoped it would be?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I went there wanting to go to Omaha, and my first year there, we make it to Omaha. Sophomore year, we came up short. We lost in Super Regionals. And then junior year, it was cut short because of my injury.
I saw a photo of you with a bleached beard. Whose idea was that? How did that get started?
That was my idea. Growing up, I played for Team Mexico, and we all bleached our hair. Back then, I didn't have a beard. I couldn't grow one yet. But, yeah, that was my idea. Mine and my dope play partner, Hank LaFleur, we all said, yeah, let's do it. And we dyed our hair, and I dyed my beard. And one of the other guys had a bigger beard than I did. He dyed it as well.
Saheed, that's awesome. Wait, let me go back to playing for Team Mexico. How did that happen?
Growing up, I played like Little League and all that in Mexico. It's right there. I'm like 10 minutes from the border, so that's where I played my whole life. And then I got to play in a World Series out. It was actually in Fullerton.
Little League World Series?
No, it was the Pony League World Series. So it was actually at Fullerton, not a Cal State Fullerton, but like the city. So that who would have known I would have ended up there, right?
That's incredible. What do you remember about your experience being Pony League World Series playing for Mexico?
Oh, I mean, it was fun getting to wear Mexico across my chest, knowing that wearing those colors as well, it's awesome. It was a lot of fun getting to play. I mean, I got to play against, like, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, and teams like that, so it's a lot of fun.
Speaking with Saheed, his manager, Marcotte, was a Fullerton Titan. Have you had the chance to speak with him?
Yes, I actually... I got to go to one of the big league games, and I got to talk to him a little bit, and then I saw him at the alumni game. Didn't get to talk much there, but just because, I mean, he's seeing all his buddies and stuff. But yeah, I've got to talk to him a little bit. Amazing person and great coach. So hoping to get to spend more time with him.
What was that big league spring training experience like?
Oh, it was a lot of fun just seeing what all that is about, and like how the guys go about their business, seeing their routines and all that. It's a lot of stuff to learn.
Let me ask you about switch hitting. When did you first start switch hitting?
Since I was a little kid, my dad always when I would go play baseball, like the games. There wasn't a lot of lefty pitchers growing up, so my dad was like, just go up there one time right-handed, next at bat left-handed, next at bat right-handed. So I would just switch back and forth, and I think that's how I got a little more used to it. But ever since I was like 6-7 years old, I've been a switch hitter. And I'm glad my dad taught me that.
Are you a different hitter at all? Does one side of the plate you got a better eye or more power?
I would say I have more power right-handed, and left-handed I'm a little bit of more like a slap hitter, kind of like that, I would say.
Yeah. And let me ask you this to wrap up. Besides baseball, what else do you really enjoy?
Ooh, I enjoy going off-roading.
Yeah.
I have a Razor, so I enjoy doing that, going off-roading. That's a lot of fun. It's big out there in Yuma. We have a lot of dunes, a lot of deserts, so I enjoy doing that a lot in the offseason.
Saheed, big thanks. Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's Lugnuts infielder Saheed Valenzuela. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.
All right, crew.
Roman lines up on the left field side, fair ball, and that will go all the way to the wall. One hop
honey, off. You want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call Project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Getting ready to go here from the ballpark as the Lugnuts take on the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's game 1 of 6 at home. Let's start with Fort Wayne, the visitors in town with a 5-4 record. Corey Rozier leads off, the left fielder. He leading off the left-hander, draws the most walks in the Midwest League. Robert Hassel III is the center fielder, batting second. Joshua Mears is in right field, hitting third. Brandon Valenzuela is the catcher, hitting cleanup for the Tin Caps. Justin Lopez is back here in 2022. He swings sixth and plays third base. Jack Stronach is the first baseman. He bats seven. Olivier Basabe is the DH as he bats eighth, and Ripken Reyes bats ninth as he will play second base. The Fort Wayne lineup, as they come in at 5-4, Adam Smith, the right-hander, will go tonight for Fort Wayne. All right, for your Lansing Lugnuts that come in 3-6 after their victory, Aribiel Angeles, Lawrence Butler, and Brett Harris. Tyler Soderstrom is the catcher. Austin Back bats fifth and plays left field. Patrick McCall is at first, batting sixth. And Jared McDonald is the DH, batting seventh. Ryan Buelvas is the center fielder, and then Saheed Valenzuela, who you just heard in the pregame, rounds out the order. Here's tonight's national anthem.
Thank you.
All right, we're ready for baseball here just about with the national anthem sung. The sun is out. It's a chilly one today, 43 degrees, but we are ready for baseball, the second homestand of the year, the Lansing Lugnuts and the Fort Wayne Timcaps. And with the play-by-play, here's the voice of the Nets, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Hey, thank you very much, Adam Jaxa. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. The Lansing Lugnuts defensively clad in their home white uniforms today clean. Lugnuts across the front of the chest, and the black socks are pulled up high, Adam, for that lefty David Leal out there about to take on Corey Rozier, Robert Hassel III, and Joshua Mears. Home plate umpire Kevin Levine, bases umpire Justin Juska. First meeting out of 18 scheduled between these two teams this year. The Lugnuts, the high affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, and the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, the high affiliate of the San Diego Padres. David Leal getting the start today, and he becomes the latest Lansing Lugnut to get a start. As a matter of fact, he becomes the seventh different Lugnuts starting pitcher this year.
Yeah, David Leal is a guy that's no stranger to the Lansing Lugnuts starting rotation. We saw him there last time, a few different opportunities as he spent some of his time with the Lugnuts last year, 11 games, 10 pitched in that starting rotation. This will be his first start this year, and out of the pen, he's looked pretty good, Jesse, only allowing a couple of runs with 9 strikeouts.
So we'll see how David Leal does out of the starting rotation for the first time in 2022. It's going to go lefty-lefty to start things off. It is David Leal against Corey Rozier. Rozier, the native of Waldorf, Maryland, from southern Prince George's County. Lefty-lefty, it is 6.06 p.m. I look, first pitch breaking balls outside for ball one. We have 33 degrees in Michigan State Capitol. It feels like it's 36 degrees. It's going to get warmer from here this week. The pitch, that is across the outside corner, and a called strike by the home plate umpire Kevin Levine. Rozier comes into play today hitting 214, but his batting eye, Adam, has been tremendous. The 1-1. Ground ball pulled foul off the right side, off the roof of the Lugnuts dugout, then bouncing back out again. Now the count goes to 1-2.
I saw how good the walk rate was for him and thought, he's probably going to be the leadoff guy in the order. Sure enough.
David Leal does not walk too much of anybody. Fires the 1-2. Hit in the air. And this ball fades foul. Out of play to the left with third baseman Harris giving a check. And back into the seats. 1 ball and 2 strikes on Corey Rozier. Rozier has walked 11 times to lead the team. He has struck out 9 times in 9 games. Leal throws. Breaking ball comes up and in and hits him. Fort Wayne has its leadoff man aboard.
Well, that was a breaking ball, but it didn't break. And because of that, Rozier is on base, and that one just got away from David Leal.
We talk about how good Leal's command is when it comes to walks, Adam. Only 13 walks in his professional career in 116 and two-thirds innings. And that is just the 9th batter that he has hit with a pitch, and the first this year. And it brings up Robert Hassel III. Runner starts and stops. The pitch outside. Ball one. Robert Hassel III, one of the top prospects in the San Diego Padres organization. He is hitting .400 this young season. 14 for 35, 2 homers, 7 steals. The pitch floating outside. And Leal is down to the count, 2 balls and no strikes. By the way, hello to Bobby Strauss, who checks in via Twitter to say that he is tuned into Lugnuts Baseball at Adam Jaxor at Jay Goldstrass. No score. The pitch. That is called a strike, clipping the outside corner at the knees. 2-1 on Hassel.
Well, I think that's a big pitch right there. 1, Leal, he doesn't like to walk batters. And 2, give him a little confidence. I think he was a little rattled after his pitch went away there and hit Rozier.
He was looking at his fingers. Cold day. Leal throws. Missed down and away. Count is 3-1. That is what they say, right? The colder the weather is, the harder it is to have a good feel for your secondary stuff. And David Leal needs his secondary stuff. If he has to go fastball heavy, his fastball is usually in the low to mid 80s. Nobody out. Runner at first. Runner takes off. The pitch fouled off over the netting and onto the rooftop to our left. Mosher back to first base. Adam Fort Wayne already has 14 steals this year in 16 attempts. And the Lugnuts, on the other hand, only 3 stolen bases in an equal 9 games.
Again, Fort Wayne second in the league, averaging just over 6 walks per game. They do a good job getting on base, and then they do a good job of getting in scoring position once they are on base.
Payoff pitch now to Robert Hassel III. Runner takes off. It's grounded past the mound. Second baseman Valenzuela gobbles it up. And the subject of a pregame interview throws at Hassel III at first. One down, Rozier up to second.
Well, good job by Valenzuela to stay composed. He had Rozier right in his face running across the baseline there as the ball came bouncing towards him, but he looked it in, threw it to first, and Lugnuts take the force out there to get the opening out of the game.
That'll bring up Joshua Mears, man built for power. 3 doubles and 2 home runs in his first 9 games this year. Time is called right before Leal was about to throw. And I believe it's because Leal took too long, so they penalized him with ball one. Pitch clock is being enforced. Right-handed batter waits, lefty throws, pitch, called a strike in the outside corner. Scoreless top of the first, Rozier at second for Fort Wayne. One down.
That wind traveled from West Michigan.
A mighty wind. Leal's pitch. Swing and a miss on the off speed. One ball and 2 strikes on Mears. Better be to be up here in the booth than, let's say, to be an outfielder. Anything hit in the air, it's going to be interesting to see what happens to it. Mears batting third. 1-2 is grounded right back to Leal. Knocks it down, juggles down to his feet, throws to first, and snatched out of the way of the oncoming base runner by Patrick McCall at first base. 2 down. All the while, Rozier stayed at second.
Well, you're going to look and see that's a difficult play for Leal, but it was a really tough play for McCall because, as you said it, Jesse, it was right in the line that Mears was running towards, and McCall just had to quickly get his glove in there, make that catch before he was run into.
It brings up Brandon Valenzuela. The pitch, that's high and away, ball one. And if you're wondering, wait a second, Brandon Valenzuela, Saheed Valenzuela. No, I checked in with Saheed. Of his close family members, nobody is in pro ball. Saheed is out of Arizona. Brandon is from Hermosillo, Mexico. The pitch, that's called a strike on the outside corner. Think about Fernando Valenzuela, also from Mexico, and Saheed Valenzuela has a lot of family in Mexico. Brandon Valenzuela, switch hitter, batting right. No score, top of the first. Rozier at second, 2 gone. The pitch, cued foul back to the backstop. 1 ball and 2 strikes on a top prospect for the Padres.
You might be able to count the times on one hand. The last time David Leal started 4 straight batters with a ball first in their count. A guy that always gets ahead.
Well, he's now ahead 1-2. He deals. That's outside. Adam, correct me if I'm wrong. He went ball one on Rozier, and then he threw strike one, strike two. He went ball one on Mears. He threw strike one, strike two. He went ball one on Valenzuela. He threw strike one, strike two. So you as a batter, you might be out in front, but not for long. He was down behind Hassel III, 3-1, but he got him. He throws. Valenzuela takes just outside, and the count is 4. The last time that David Leal took on these Fort Wayne Tin Caps, it was September the 10th last year. 4 scoreless innings, but Brandon Valenzuela did have a single against him. Here's the pitch. High fly ball pounded to center. Brovas goes back, turns right over his other shoulder, diving but can't get it. It's down for a base hit, and Brovas is slow to get up. Rozier has scored. Valenzuela has shown the windmill around third. He's coming in to score, and there's no play to be made. It is an inside-the-park 2-run homer for Brandon Valenzuela as Brian Brovas is hurt in center. 2-0 Fort Wayne.
Wow, well, it could have all been avoided. He just lost the baseball up in the wind. He turned to his right, and then the ball was to his left, and then nearly still had an opportunity to make the play, but that's where he injured himself. And because of that, couldn't get up and finish the play, and that run comes around to score. So it's two runs in on what should have been the third out, and now you hope that Brian Buelvis is okay out there.
For Valenzuela, by the way, that's his first home run of the year, but what a way to get it. And it was twisting Buelvis to his right, to his left, and then he went for the dive for it. We're a long way away, but his teammates and his coaching staff immediately realized that something was wrong. Austin Beck from left field, Lawrence Butler from right field standing over him as the head athletic trainer, Jake Ruthier. And Buelvis gets to his feet, talking with Jake and manager Phil Pohl in deep straightaway center.
And that's tough to see because you just got Austin Beck back. He had missed a few games in West Michigan.
Buelvis. This is good to see that Buelvis is going to stay in the game. And by the way, Adam, the last time that the Lugnuts allowed an inside-the-park home run, June 27th last year, Deshaun Kersey Jr. of the Cedar Rapids Colonels hit it at Cedar Rapids. So already this year we've seen an immaculate inning, and we've seen an inside-the-park home run. What do you want to see next? You want to go for a triple play?
That'd be nice. Slam of the year to get them out in front.
That would work too. Here's Jared Dale. Two outs, nobody on. Dale swings and elevates one to right. Lawrence Butler started back, now rushes in to his left down the line. Butler's got the catch with that wind pulling it the entire way. But that'll do it for Fort Wayne in the top of the first inning. A leadoff HBP and a two-out, two-run inside the park. Brandon Valenzuela home run. It's 2-0 Tin Caps on our way to the bottom of the first inning from Jackson Field.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, hardware, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, IA affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Brandon Valenzuela's two-run inside the park home run has lifted the fort over the Lansing Lugnuts, going to the bottom of the first inning. The Lugnuts are coming up with Aribiel Angeles, Lawrence Butler, and Brett Harris. Right-hander Adam Smith's first pitch to Angeles, swatted foul off the hands, off to the right side. Strike one on the former Fort Wayne Tin Cap. Fort Wayne's defense in just a moment, though. Right-hander against right-hander, Smith to Angeles. Fastball and misses outside, 1-1. All right, Fort Wayne, Brendan Valenzuela, the home run hitter, is the catcher. At first base, it's Stronach. Reyes at second. Dale at short, Lopez at third. Angeles takes ball two, a breaking ball inside, just missing the front door. In the outfield, Rocher is in left, Hassel the third and center, and Mears in right for Smith. On the right-hander, Smith kicks and throws the 2-1. Head in the air to center field for Robert Hassel the third. Started back, now comes in. Second baseman Reyes is out. Reyes has the catch. Ripken Reyes puts away Angeles' pop. And that, too, affected by the strong wind in Lansing. One up and one gone. Adam Jaxa, let's talk about another Adam, Adam Smith.
Well, first I want to tell you that Ripken Reyes, if that's a baseball name, I don't know what is. What a great name for the second baseman. For Mr. Smith, 21 years old, 6'2", 180-pound, 14th rounder out of UNC Wilmington, making his second appearance of the year.
Lawrence Butler takes down low, ball one. It's like if you were named Kobe or Shaq, you should probably play basketball.
Right.
You're named Ripken.
LeBron, you should play football.
Smith throws. High and away. Two balls, no strikes on Lawrence Butler. I mean, with a name like Lawrence, you could go to Arabia. You could hit bombs and steal bases. Here's the pitch. That's on the outside corner. 2-1. Butler's hitting 129, but a team-high 8 walks through 9 games this year. And I looked up a stat about him, Adam. The pitch he takes outside. All right, so the count is 3-1. Do you realize that Lawrence Butler leads the Midwest League in most pitches seen this year? Most total pitches, most pitches per at-bat. The pitch outside, ball four, he's on. A 5-pitch walk with one out in the first.
In the last series, that it seems like every plate appearance, or at least in this case, every other plate appearance, goes to 3-2 for Lawrence Butler. That time he didn't need the second strike to earn the walk, but he's seen a ton of pitches to start this year.
He is averaging 5 pitches per plate appearance. That was a 5-pitch walk, his 9th walk of the year. And he is on. He is a threat to steal. 1-for-1 in steals. Here's Brett Harris from the right side. Right-hander Smith deals. Breaking ball down. It is 2-0. Lansing is trailing. Bottom of the first inning from Lansing, Michigan. Oh, by the way, Brett Harris is second on the team in most pitches seen. And Harris this year, 4 walks, 8 strikeouts. Throw to first base, but Butler back in. So maybe the walks aren't as high, Harris playing in his 8th game, but he too gets the count deep, and then he's been finishing things. Team high 3 doubles. Here's the toss. A chopper hit towards short. Dale gloves, feeds second, 1. Ripken Reyes to first. It's a double play. 6-4-3, and erase that Butler walk. Send us to the second inning.
Speaking of finishing, how about finishing the half inning?
Yeah, there you go. Finish. Ripken Reyes, hey, living up to that first name. A scoreless first for Adam Smith. On aware to the second, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps 2. The Lansing Lugnuts nothing.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
I wish everyone would just go away.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business. I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The Lansing Lugnuts are trailing the Fort Wayne Tin Caps 2-0. With Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Jared Dale will be the batter to lead off the top of, or I should say Justin Lopez will be the batter to lead off the top of the second inning of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, followed by Jack Stronach and Olivier Basabe against lefty David Leal. First pitch is on its way. And that's down low. Now, I believe I say first pitch. It's the first pitch literally thrown. I believe I saw the signal from Kevin Levine that already a ball had been charged to Leal. The next offering,
A ground ball shot fair at the third baseline, eluding the diving Harris. That's extra bases into the left field corner. Beck gloves, fakes the throw, now fires it in towards short. It's a leadoff double for Lopez. We have to stay on our toes when it comes to watching the umpires and the penalties for the pitch clock violations. But Justin Lopez just collected his fourth extra base hit and his second double of the year. Now Jack Stronach, lefty against lefty, the deal. Strikes. Stronach, if indeed I hope I'm pronouncing his last name correctly, Stronach. Leal with the sign. 2-0 Caps, the pitch. At the letters for a called strike, and the count is balanced. Stronach is a 217 hitter this young season, but he does have a double, and he also has a home run. Look back at the runner. Now the pitch. Popped him up in the infield. Second baseman Valenzuela toward first baseman McCall. It's McCall who calls and catches it out of the infield's grass. Leal records out number one. And now here comes Olivia Basabe. The name Basabe has really been established as a strong one in baseball circles, especially as of late with Luis Alexander Basabe reaching the majors. The pitch. Broken bat, lofter in a right field. Lawrence Butler comes in, makes a sliding catch. And back to second base, Justin Lopez. Flesh that blue and white glove, Lawrence Butler. Two gone on the top of the second. A star next to it on the scorecard.
Yeah, excellent work by Lawrence Butler. Coming in quickly there, and that ball was dropping fast and kind of an awkward forward slide on a ball like that that wasn't really line-drived in there, but he got to it.
Now David Leal throws to Ripken Reyes. Outside corner, strike called. Ripken Reyes, just like Justin Lopez and Brandon Valenzuela, is a switch hitter. There are three switch hitters in this Fort Wayne order. 2-0 Caps, two outs. The pitch floats outside. One ball, one strike. Now Ripken this year, batting 211, but also a double and a home run. Fort Wayne has hit the ball for power when they've barreled it. Leal throws. That's called a strike, and now it's 1-2. Adam, you were watching Leal in the first inning in terms of getting behind the hitters. He's done a better job here in the second. Leal looks back at the runner, Lopez. His pitch. Lofted to right field. There's Butler. This is easier, and he's got the grab up around brim height. A leadoff double is stranded by David Leal. And we're through 1.5 from Jackson Field. It remains Fort Wayne 2, Lansing nothing.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her. I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Tyler Soderstrom steps in for the Lansing Lugnuts. Grounded the first pitch foul from Adam Smith. Here's the 0-1. That's down and away. It's 2-0. Fort Wayne is leading Lansing. Last of the second inning from Lansing, Michigan. Soderstrom, Beck, and McCall, the batters do. 4-5-6 against the righty. The pitch, check swing, missed away. Two balls and one strike. A Tyler Soderstrom out of Turlock, California, the 20-year-old. The kick, the pitch. That's high and outside. And the count is 3-1. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. Adam Smith was not sharp in the first inning in terms of finding the zone. 3-1 here. Soderstrom gowns it down to first base for a nice easy hop for Stronach. Takes it to his bag. And Soderstrom's retired. Adam Smith in the first inning, Adam. Fell behind Eribio Angeles 2-1. Got him on the pop-out. Fell behind Lawrence Butler 3-1. Walked him. Fell behind Brett Harris quickly. Ball one. Got a double play ball. And now here he gets Tyler Soderstrom in a hitter's count.
Yeah, Lugnuts have been putting the ball in play, but for the most part, they've been on the ground. Got the walk. Got to get some productive at-bats here.
First pitch to Austin Beck. On the outside corner, strike one called.
You hear it on a day like today. Just hit it up in the air, and you never know. You might get a board, or you might get an inside-the-park home run.
The pitch. A breaking ball grounded sharply to shortstop. Picked by Dale. Sidewinds to first. Two down. Lead-off pop-outs. The Lugnuts are hitting on top of the baseball right now.
Yes, they are. And if you're Adam Smith, that's exactly what you want on a day like today. His infield scooping everything up. These are the two best teams, Jesse, in the Midwest League. I know we're still into a very young season, but in terms of taking care of the baseball, not giving ones away, Fort Wayne and Lansing doing a great job early on in 2022.
2-0 Fort Wayne. The pitch to Pat McCall. A fastball at the belts. A called strike on the outer third. McCall so far this year, 3-for-17 with a double. 2 outs, base is clean. The pitch. That's grounded foul off of McCall. Adam, that looked like a mistake, like Adam Smith had left one. Right there in the wheelhouse, but Pat couldn't do anything with it. Here's the pitch. That's high and away.
We've seen it this year, especially out in West Michigan, where this Lugnut offense just quite hasn't warmed up yet and been consistent. They're still trying to find their groove.
Here's the toss. McCall takes the backdoor breaking ball outside. Two balls and two strikes on Patrick McCall. The pitch is on its way. Hits it high in the air to right. Mears goes back in front of the track, now into his left. He chases it down, and the Lansing Lugnuts are done. Two ground outs, one fly out. We move to the third inning now from Lansing, Michigan, with Fort Wayne still leading 2-0 because of that Brandon Valenzuela first inning inside the park home run.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
It's using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Back here for the third inning, and the first two pitches from David Leal fly inside. One taken for a strike, the other one a little bit high, so it's one ball, one strike. 2-0, Fort Wayne leads on a chilly Tuesday evening from Michigan State Capitol. The third pitch, that's on the outside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes. Corey Rozier leads things off. He was hit by a pitch in the opening at bat of the game and came in to score on a inside-the-park home run from Brandon Valenzuela. The pitch, swing and a miss, and he is down on strikes, and David Leal opens up the third with his first K of the evening.
That's good to see. I know that David Leal doesn't have the overwhelming stuff when it comes to velocity, but Adam, he gets swings and misses. That's what makes him so effective. We have not seen that very much so far.
Let's see what he does against Robert Hassel III. Here, pitch one. That's outside. One ball, no strikes. Both guys kind of feeling out the ball-to-strike ratio and have missed the zone quite a bit. David's thrown it onto the zone 12 or 13 times. And so is Adam Smith, but he's lived on the edge. Next pitch flies in there. One ball, one strike.
Leal consistently throws 70% of his pitches for strikes.
And we have not seen that today. He's been a touch off, but he's done a pretty nice job of limiting the damage. Here's a line drive right at the shortstop on Halays. Took a bounce step to his right and had it in his mitt. Two outs as the number two prospect in the Padres org is retired.
Like he was throwing the baseball. Like a quarterback spotted a receiver setting up in the middle of a zone. And Robert Hassel III said, here you go, A. Rebio. We were teammates.
Little curl route from Angeles. He was set, ready for it. First pitch is outside to Joshua Mears. 2-0, Fort Wayne in front in the third. Lugnuts defense straight up in the infield and outfield with the bases clear. Swing and a miss. Nice floated pitch there from Leal that was swung over the top of by Mears.
73, Adam.
One ball, one strike on the righty. Grounded out to Leal in his first AB. Next pitch comes in there low. That one at 82. There was the fastball.
That's important, too. Not just 82, but trying to sneak it in on the inside corner.
2-1 pitch. Swing and it's hit hard down the left field side, and it'll rope off the tall wall. Austin Beck plays it off the carom, jets it into second on one hop. The throw is there, but the tag is late on a head first slide from Mears. He's got the second Fort Wayne double of the evening. Good effort by Austin Beck. He showcased that arm, threw a guy out from right field here. Again, the Lake County series to open up the year, and that time he got a favorable hop and bulleted a ball to second.
Think about that play, too, for Sahid Valenzuela from in front of you and the runner arriving from behind you. Catch it, try to swipe that tag down.
Brandon Valenzuela takes the first pitch on the outer part of the plate, ball one. He hit an inside-the-park home run in that first inning. That's the difference in the game. Fort Wayne up 2-0. And it was because of a wind-swirling ball to center. The pitch swings through it half-heartedly, couldn't hold up. One ball, one strike. The ball went to center, and Brian Buelvas turned to his right. The ball was to his left if he's out facing center field chasing it. And it got down as he made a diving effort and got hurt. The 1-1 in there for a called strike two, and he couldn't continue the play. So then Beck and Butler had to come get the ball, and by the time they came over from their right and left field spots, even Valenzuela, the catcher, was already around third, and he had an inside-the-park home run. 1-2, swings and misses. This will be a much easier trip back to the dugout for Brandon Valenzuela. He K's, it's Leal's second, and Mears is stranded at second. Bottom three coming up next. Lugnuts looking to get on the board, down by two.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinalloffice.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Bottom third here inside Jackson Field. Adam Jaxa, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with you, and it's 2-0. Tin Caps in front. Jared McDonald, Brian Buelvas, and Saheed Valenzuela leading off this third inning. Here's a ball that's ripped foul down the third base side. McDonald behind in the count. One ball, two strikes. He had a tough series against West Michigan, so trying to get going here. It's just 1-for-12 against the Whitecaps. The pitch down low. Oh, they're going to go called strike three, and McDonald can't believe it. I'll be honest, I thought that was down low, but Kevin Levine says that's strike three, and a disappointed Jared McDonald will head back to the dugout. That's the first strikeout for Adam Smith as he gets McDonald watching. Brian Buelvas now steps back in. His first at-bat of the game after a scare out in center. Glad that he can continue. Shows the bunt, pulls it back, and the pitch is up high. Ball one. 2-0 Fort Wayne on a chilly Tuesday evening. Taco, what fans enjoying tonight. Second pitch. Jumps inside. Two balls, no strikes. $4 tacos, $4 tall boys. You get two tacos. And it is, after all, Taco Tuesday. April 19, 2022. Game number 10 into this young Lansing Lugnut season. And we're going to get a third ball from Adam Smith because he wasn't ready to go on the pitch count and the pitch clock. So now a 3-0 count to Buelvas. Pitch four, jets in, strike one. We've seen Leal tagged a couple of times for it. And now the first penalty to Smith. 3-1 pitch. Swing and this is lifted. Deep left field. Roser going back. Looking up. That ball is off the top of the wall. He takes it off one hop, but Buelvas glides into second with a double. There's that power we know that Brian Buelvas has, and he showcases it out to left field. If he hits it about 5 feet to the left, it's on the home run hill and gone for the Lugnuts' third home run. Even so, it's the first base hit for the Lugnuts, and it comes via the extra base hit, their 14th double this season. And now an opportunity for the bottom of the order here to turn things over in a good way for the Lugnuts offense. Second double for Brian Buelvas. 2-0, Fort Wayne in front. The pitch to Valenzuela. And that sprayed foul. Strike one. Saheed Valenzuela, the switch-hitting 5'8", 185-pound, 24-year-old from Somerton, Arizona. 13th round selection in 2019 from Cal State Fullerton. The 0-1 pitch. That's taken down low. Runner at second with one out as they work against Adam Smith, the 14th round selection from UNC Wilmington. He's gotten behind multiple batters today, but he's not been tagged for it as the pitch is outside. 2-1 behind another batter. I mean, for Smith, he's pitching a shutout right now and had only given up just that double a moment ago, his first hit. He's thrown 34 pitches and only 17 for strikes. The 2-1. That one's off the foot of Smith. Ricochets to second to Reyes. He picks it up. It's an easy throw to first. A 1-4-3 put out with a little leg kick assist from Smith. Now the training staff will come out and check on the Tin Cap starter. In the meantime, Cuevas advances to third at the first out, or the second out, rather, of this third inning. So we'll see if Adam Smith can keep going here. David Bryan, the athletic trainer for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, going to send Adam Smith back to the mound and have him do at least one or two warm-up tosses, make sure he's okay. First pitch looked good. And he's not going to need to do another one. He's all set. That was a hot shot from Valenzuela. And a fortunate bounce for the Tin Caps because it looked like it was destined to get back up the middle with how much pace it had. So it'll take a two-out hit from one of the hottest batters in the Lansing Lugnuts lineup. That's why he's leading off. Eurybiel Angeles with a runner at third and two outs. Lugnuts trailing 2-0. The first pitch. That's inside. Ball one. Eurybiel Angeles. The top prospects in the in there. That's strike one. And he was with this Padres affiliate, Fort Wayne Tin Cap team, last year. Got traded the Sunday before the season started here to the A's. 1-1. Down low. Two balls and a strike. He was part of the Sean Manaea trade on April 3rd. Adrian Martinez also a part of that deal. The 2-1 in there, called strike two. Sun is out at Jackson Field. Shadows out in left and in center from the video board. And the Pepsi porch providing shadows in left. Runner at third, two outs. The 2-2. Swing, and it's flied back off the netting. Two balls, two strikes. That wind gusting, as you've heard it all game long, at 15 miles an hour. It's blowing out towards right field. So if you're a lefty, have you help an opportunity to get it up over that 20-foot-5 wall. The pitch. Check swing. And the appeal down to second. Justin Juska says he didn't go. And it's a full count on Angeles. Cuevas at third. Two outs. Adam Smith trying to wiggle his way out of a run given up in the third. The righty throws. Popped up behind home plate. Off with the mask is Valenzuela, and it'll go a row deep into the seats. And it remains three balls, two strikes. Fort Wayne coming in after a 4-2 series victory over South Bend on a Sunday, 4-3 to wrap up that series. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Angeles chases one by Valenzuela as he completes the strikeout, and that's going to do it for the Lugnuts in the third. So they get their first hit. It's an extra base hit, but Brian Cuevas stranded at third base. We head to the fourth. Fort Wayne in front, 2-0.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Top of the fourth inning as we do bring you back to the ballpark here in Lansing, where the Lugnuts trail 2-0 to the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. David Leal has his Jared Dale. Second pitch from 22 is down low. Two balls and no strikes. These two guys continue to miss the zone at a high rate. Leal now 49 pitches and only 31 strikes. The pitch bounced foul. One ball, two strikes. We say only just because Leal is typically peppering the zone. And that's backed up by the fact that he has issued just 7 walks in his professional career. The pitch home. Here's a high bouncing ball to short to his left, Angeles. Gloves chest high, throws to first. McCall stretches, one down. David Leal began his professional debut with the AZL Athletics in 2019. He issued 3 walks, then in Stockton in 2019 to end that season, 1 walk. He started 2021 in Stockton with 7 appearances, 1 walk. The pitch, swing and a foul back from Justin Lopez, strike 1. Then he came up to the Lansing Lugnuts last year, where he pitched in 11 games, starting 10. He issued 7 walks and 49 strikeouts. So far this year, just 1 walk from Leal. The 0-1. That's outside. 1 ball, 1 strike. He has got no walks tonight and a couple of strikeouts. A couple of runs scored thanks to a inside-the-park home run from Brandon Valenzuela. 1-1. Number cues up the first base side. Leal off the mound, gloves it, and tags out Justin Lopez 3/4 of the way up the line. How about a 1 unassisted and the tag out as well for Leal for the second out?
That's because Patrick McCall, Adam, took himself out of the play. First baseman came in to attack that grounder, except David Leal's got the better angle. And with McCall nowhere near the bag, it had to be on Leal to tag Lopez. Otherwise, Lopez was going to be safe.
What a great play from Leal to keep the bases clear. And now here hits on the outside corner, strike 1. Fastball flies in at 83 for Leal. A fastball, curve, changeup, and a slider for the righty out of Louisiana Tech. The pitch popped up, third base side, foul territory. Harris on a sprint, still chasing. You can hear him yell off from Tyler Soderstrom, and he makes the catch. Great communication from Harris to Soderstrom, and Harris completes a 1-2-3. Top of the fourth inning for David Leal. Lugnuts trying to get the bats going when we come back, down 2-0.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Bottom of the fourth, Lugnuts looking for that first run. They trail 2-0, and Lawrence Butler, the man that walks, steps into the box, takes a first pitch up high. It's a 5-pitch at bat and a walk the first time around for Butler. Second pitch flies in on the outside corner. 1-1. Hope you come out to the ballpark and join us this week. All games starting at 6:05. 1-1. That's down low. 2-0. And if you come on Sunday, a matinee for you. 1:05 pitch. As it'll be Capital City Market Kids Day. And the 2-1 flies in. 2-2. We have a pitching change for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Felix Minjarez has come in.
One of the Tin Caps' best pitchers this year.
And that pitch is down low. 3-2. So he takes over for Adam Smith, who goes 3 innings and gives up no runs, just 1 hit and 1 walk.
Minjarez has struck out 10 in 3 2/3 hitless innings, 2 appearances.
Butler does the same as what he did against Adam Smith. He walks, this time a full count at bat, but Butler 2-for-2 getting on base this evening.
Wouldn't you know it? He's got a knack so far this year.
Sometimes he's been a little too patient, but for the most part, he is known when those balls and strikes are coming through and when to swing and when not to swing. All right, now Brett Harris's turn. The pitch is down low, outside, 1-1. 2-0, it's Fort Wayne leading Lansing. Lugnuts trying to get something going. Harris grounded out in his first at-bat. Quick toss over to first to check on Butler. Lugnuts have not stolen many bases this year, not attempted to either. Just 3-for-6 with a couple of those swipes going to Angeles. The 1-0. Up high to Harris. So 2-0 on Brett Harris. Second batter to face the new man out there, Felix Minjarez. Righty set against the righty in the box. The pitch in there, called 1. 2 walks in this game and a base hit. That's been it, and we've seen some of these low-scoring outings for the Lugnuts. The pitch popped up, back into the lower bowl. And it's 2-2. Still trying to get that offense going here. Brett Harris has had a good bat to start the year with a 276 average. He's driven in 4. 2-2. Popped up. Right field side, Mears tracking towards the line, coming in towards the Lugnuts bullpen, steps over foul territory, makes the catch at first. One down. So a fly out to Brett Harris, and up comes Tyler Soderstrom. The Lugnuts have been outscored in the first three innings of games this year, 11-3, 6-5, and 10-6. Their big half inning has come in the fifth. They're outscoring opponents 11-4. The pitch, bouncer, fair down the third base side as it rolls into left field. Butler is around second, coming to third. The throw is late as he slides in safe. Soderstrom held to a single as they had the shift on, and he goes the opposite way for a base hit. Just a simple flick of the wrist there to push that one out and stay fair. And Butler cruised over to third base. Aggressive base running for Butler, and the Lugnuts now have an opportunity to get on the board here and potentially put together a big fourth inning. If you're wondering, they've scored just two fourth inning runs this year, but only given up two. They trail by two in the bottom of the fourth. Time called, and I believe the pitch count, or pitch clock ran out, so add a ball up there. As things reset, the pitch in there, fastball at 91 to Austin Beck. Strike one. Beck missed the last few games of the Whitecap series. We saw him in the opener, and then he took the rest of the series off. The pitch. Lifted out to center field, hanging up in the air for Hassel to third. Backpedaling just in front of the track, makes the catch. Lawrence Butler will jog in easily to score. And Lansing's on the board, a sacrifice fly from Austin Beck. So the aggression from Lawrence Butler got to third on that base hit from Soderstrom, and a good swing by Beck to get Lansing on the board, down 2-1. Here's Pat McCall, the pitch. A little bit wide, one ball and no strikes. Lugnuts gave up the two-run inside the Parker in the first. That had been the only scoring until that sack fly moments ago. The pitch. In there, strike one on McCall. Flied out to right in his first at-bat. McCall batting 167 to open up his 2022 campaign. Two driven in to start the year. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the glove. One ball, two strikes. Butler walked to start off the half inning. Then Harris flied to foul territory and right field. Soderstrom a single the opposite way. And then the sack fly from Beck. 1-2. Low and outside. Two balls, two strikes. The hoodies are out today for some of the Lugnuts, including Patrick McCall and Tyler Soderstrom. Going with the hoodie underneath of their home white Lugnuts uniform. A little extra comfort and padding with the chilly weather. 2-2 down low. Three balls, two strikes. Jared McDonald, you call that like a neck scarf, kind of, just wrapped around the neck. No hoodie for him. He's got the cloth around the neck. 3-2. Down low, ball, no, strike three called, and Patrick McCall stood there, and it's Valenzuela that throws down to first and just gets him. McCall thought it was ball four, so he was walking to take off his batting gear, and he was called back as a strikeout, but the ball got to the backstop, and that allowed Valenzuela to go get the ball and just nip McCall at first, and the Lugnuts dugout taking issue with that strike three call from Kevin Levine. Well, we will head to the fifth of Jesse back on the call when we return.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Back at Jackson Field, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and there's a new man on the mound. It's Jordan Mears who takes over for the Lansing Lugnuts. Lugnuts now down 2-1. He deals a called strike on the outside corner to Olivier Basabe. It's going to be Basabe followed by Reyes and then Rocher for Fort Wayne in the top of the fifth. 8-1 against Mears. More into a strike one toss to Olivier Basabe. Outside, count 1-1. Here's Adam.
All right, Jesse, thanks so much. He's the 25-year-old and was selected in the 11th round in 2018 from Washington. This is his third appearance as he's pitched 4 1/3 innings, giving up a run in each of his first two outings.
He brings it. A breaking ball fouled off to the backstop. And 1-2 on Basabe, who lined out to the right fielder Butler his first time. David Leal, 4 innings worked today. He could lose this game. He cannot win it. He struck out 2. He only allowed 3 hits. They were all extra base hits. Basabe swings and launches one high in the air to left center. Buelvas comes together with Beck. It's Buelvas from center with the catch. And that is out number 1. A major league flyout by Basabe.
Just curious, how many walks did Leal have?
That would be 0. So let's update the career stats. He allowed 2 runs, by the way. A 2-run inside the park home run in the first inning by Brandon Valenzuela on a ball to deep center field that Buelvas, the center fielder, got hurt. Here's Ripken Reyes batting left. Takes at the letters for a called strike 1. David Leal has now struck out 141 and walked 13 in 120 2/3 innings career. Keep in mind the 13 walks, 2 of them are intentional. In his pro career. 2-1, Tin Caps. The pitch, foul tip in the middle of Soderstrom. Strike 2 for Ripken Reyes. 2 outs, nobody on. And the top of the 5th inning for Fort Wayne. Number 9 hitter Reyes, 0-1 with the line out to right. Here's the pitch from Demers. That's hit high in the air on the right side. Lawrence Butler down the line, tracking it. The wind is pulling it, and it's out of play, a foul ball. Count 0-2, it remains.
I'd say that was another major league fly ball.
Yeah, and these things are getting up there. Thank goodness these clouds, these flies, rain bringers. Corey Rocher, the leadoff man, is waiting to hit next. Here's the pitch. Popped up, foul to the left, and back into the seats. Adam, do you have a trivia question for today's game?
Yes, I do, but it's not going to be ready for this half inning.
Oh, okay. About the bottom of the 5th.
That we can make happen.
Okay, 1 out, nobody on, 0-2. Tailing away. 1-2 and a 2-seam fastball. Adam, I was called away in the bottom half of the 4th inning because Eric Sakula is here and he wanted to say hi. Here's the deal. It's a breaking ball down and in, and nearly touched the shoe tops for Ripken Reyes. Eric Sakula back in 2013 was a Lansing Lugnuts closer. He was the closer of the 2013 Nuts, and he's here in town.
How about that?
Pitch on its way. Matt is fouled off into the Lugnuts dugout left side. We remain two balls, two strikes, and Reyes. One out, nobody on. Top of the fifth. So, yeah, 9 years later. I remember in 2013, Daniel Norris was my guest interviewer interviewing Eric Sekula. Demers throws. Swing and a miss. He got him. First K for Demers, overpowering Ripken Reyes. One of the questions I remember Daniel Norris asking Eric Sekula is, so you're a closer. Do you finish out everything else in life besides baseball games? And Eric said, yes, if I see somebody eating a sandwich and they don't finish it, it's my job to close out that sandwich.
Uh-huh.
It was a trip, that 2013 Lugnuts team. Corey Rozier takes a ball outside. Eric said to me, after watching David Leal pitch, he said, he reminds me of Matt Boyd, who pitched for the 2013. Demers throws. That is sky to center. Bravas once again turns around over his other shoulder and now comes in. He snatches it and down to the Tin Caps. 1-2-3 against Joe Demers out of Boise, Idaho. We're halfway to the house. We go to the bottom half of the fifth inning from Jackson Field. It remains Fort Wayne 2, Lansing 1.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Jared McDonald in the bottom half of the fifth inning, Lansing down to Fort Wayne 2-1. I am Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Felix Minhar is the pitcher, and he misses high to McDonald, one ball and one strike. Lansing Lugnut setting up 7-8-9. McDonald, Buelvas, and Valenzuela trailing 2-1. A 1-1 break even from Minhares. Low for ball two. Minhares came in to relieve Adam Smith for the fourth inning. Walked Lawrence Butler, and Butler came around to score. You know, leadoff walks tend to hurt a pitcher. This is a 2-1 hitter's pitch. McDonald swings and misses an up breaking ball. 2-2. Jared struck out looking his first time up against the starter Adam Smith. One of two strikeouts for Smith in three scoreless innings. One hit, one walk. A 2-2 pitch here. Set high in the air and foul. Back and out of play. Tried again. Two balls, two strikes. Against Felix Minhares, the non-drafted free agent 4 years ago out of Redlands. The kick and the pitch. That too is fouled back to the screen. And we'll trot again, two balls, two strikes. Lansing Lugnuts and Jared McDonald got to know Minhares rather well last year. These two guys battling one another. Minhares throws. McDonald takes a called strike three on the outside corner. Surprised him and sits him down. Second time today that Jared has struck out looking. looking back over Felix Menjarez's year last year. He took on the Lansing Lugnuts May 18th, 2021, three scoreless innings. May 22nd, allowed four runs in three innings. Then faced the Lansing Lugnuts again much later on in the year, July 28th, July 30th, August the 1st. You get the picture. Brian Wilbas takes outside and low, ball one. And then later on, September the 8th and September the 12th, September the 12th, he finished off four scoreless one-hit innings. What was that, seven appearances against the Nuts? Wilbas skies it foul out of play to the right. First baseman Stronach watching. Nobody on, bottom of the fifth. Adam Jack said, do we have a trivia question ready?
Pause for effect. Yes, we do, Jesse.
Dramatic pause. Menjarez delivers. Down and away and right past catcher Valenzuela to the screen. Two balls, one strike.
You ever heard of a guy named Ricky Henderson?
I believe that I've heard of the Man of Steel. I hope your trivia question wasn't, what was his nickname?
Well, it's not anymore.
Wilbas swings, got jammed, grounds to short. In comes Dale to field, throws low to first, dug by Stronach at number two.
Ricky Henderson made his major league debut with the Athletics in the late 70s. I want to know, who was the opposing team?
Which team did Ricky Henderson debut against? Oh, what a fascinating question that is.
And for the overachievers, tell me how many hits, how many steals he had in that game, if you'd like.
I guess it's more than zero, huh? Zahid Valenzuela takes ball one high. Email me, jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com, or at jgoldstrass, J-G-O-L-D-S-T-R-A-S-S, or Adam Jaxa. Menjarez throws to Zahid Valenzuela, hits the outside corner, strike called. Count 1-1 with two outs, nobody on. Lansing is batting, down 2-1 in the fifth. Valenzuela grounded out his first time. The pitch here takes ball two outside. Adam, we could tell Ricky Henderson stories all the livelong day. Whether they're true or they're not true, they're generally good stories. Let's stick with truth, though. Valenzuela swings, pops it foul over the netting. And this ball hits back, out of the seats, hops up, caroms back. Fanaloco's jersey is going to collect that baseball. This is the number nine hitter, the second baseman, Valenzuela. Menjarez deals the 2-2. Fastball foul to the left and into the stands.
Let's hope that Loco's jersey, he will be matching the Loco's jerseys.
Copa de la Diversión on Saturday, the very first one of the year. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Chasing down low on a changeup. Picked up by Valenzuela. Fires down to first. That completes the strikeout. A third K for Felix Menjarez. He wraps up a 1-2-3 bottom of the fifth. His second inning out of the pen. And we are bound for the sixth from Jackson Field in Lansing. Our score. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps 2. The Lansing Lugnuts 1. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
I wish everyone would just go away.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business. I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Joe DeMears starts off Robert Hassel, the third, with a backdoor slider for a called strike one. Here comes the next pitch from the Lansing righty. That's hit high in the air, but foul off to the left. Fastball up and away. The count goes to 0-2 on Fort Wayne's prized center fielder. Robert Hassel, the third, to be followed by Joshua Mears and then Brandon Valenzuela, 2-3-4. Tin Caps lead 2-1, top of the sixth from Lansing. A time called and granted at home plate to Robert Hassel, the third, before this 0-2. I am Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. Only runs for the Tin Caps. A two-run inside the park home run back in the first inning for Brandon Valenzuela. DeMears deals the 0-2. Line drive, center field. Wuerlbos rushes on. He's got it with a dive, and then the ball comes out. It squirts off to the right. Butler backing up the play, pegs it in. But Hassel, the third, hustles into second base. It is a double for Robert Hassel, the third.
Yeah, just a tough day for Buelvas out there in center. Those are difficult catches, but he's had some tricky balls and hasn't been able to come up with the two that have twisted him around. That one, a diving effort, good chance to make it, just couldn't come up with it. And a good hustle there to leg that out for a double for Hassel.
And that brings up Joshua Mears, who is 1-for-2. A double his last time up. The pitch on the outside corner. No, wait just a second. A balk on DeMears. And Robert Hassel, the third, is awarded third base. So wipe out that pitch. No balls, no strikes on Mears. By the way, that Mears double is last time up. Off the bat at 116 miles per hour. Hit it hard. Fine chance for insurance for Fort Wayne. 2-1 Tin Cap. The pitch outside from DeMears. He yanked it. One ball, no strikes on Mears. DeMears against Mears. I guess we were due to have this matchup sometime in the series. And Adam, they wasted no time. Day one of the six-game set. DeMears deals to Mears. Slider yanked hard and fair on a line down the left side. Glances off the wall. Hassel, the third, is in to score. Austin Beckham's all the way in to play it. After that ball bounced off the elbow, gets it into short. It's an RBI double for Mears. It is 3-1, Tin Caps in the sixth inning.
Everybody stood still on that because it was just hit so hard and fast, and I think a lot of people thought it was going to go foul, and it just snuck right inside that left field line, and look at that, back-to-back doubles, and the Whitecaps produced their first run since that inside the Parker in the first.
Boy, the second rounder from 2019 swinging it well. Brennan Valenzuela takes a called strike on the outside corner. 3-1, Fort Wayne. Valenzuela's 1-for-2 with an inside the park home run and a strikeout. Switch hitter bats left. The pitch, swing and a miss. No balls and two strikes. Two-seam fastball, Joe DeMears. And Joe DeMears had a decorated pitching career, especially on his way up as a high schooler and a college. Throws, missed outside, 1-2, just ran that two-seamer. For DeMears, back in 2015, he was the California Player of the Year and the 2015 Max Preps National Player of the Year. I mean, my goodness. Fires the 1-2. Breaking ball is scorched fair up the first base side, and that's going to be extra bases past the Lugnuts pen. In comes Mears to score. Valenzuela dashes around a second, slows down right there as Lawrence Butler digs it out and gets it in. That is against DeMears. And a 4-1 Fort Wayne lead.
And the last two doubles, I don't think you could get any closer to the line than they were, right down the left and right field side, into the corners, exactly where you want to hit them. And all of a sudden, Fort Wayne has broken this one open. A three-run lead feels very large here with the Lugnuts struggling offensively with only two hits.
Well, the Tin Caps only had three hits in the first five innings, while the Lugnuts only had two hits. But now suddenly the Tin Caps have doubled their hit total. Gabriel Osuna, the pitching coach for the Lugnuts, made a very quick visit. Now here comes Jared Dale. There's still nobody out in this top of the sixth inning. And it's 4-1 Fort Wayne, two runs in. Valenzuela is at second. Right-hander throws to right-hander. Dale shows bunt and fouls it off at home plate. Adam, yesterday, Minor League Baseball named its weekly awards. The Minor League Baseball Players of the Week for every single league were named. Did you see who won it in the Midwest League for hitters?
I did see a Lugnut.
Not for hitters.
Oh.
No, not a Lugnut. There's a called strike in the outside corner. It's 0-2 on Jared Dale. Parker Meadows, who did his damage against the Lugnuts.
What did I see? There was a Lugnut that won an award.
Well, we named a Lugnuts Player of the Week. We're going to name Lugnuts Player of the Week each week, regardless of anybody else. There's a swing and a miss by Dale, and he's gone on strikes. That Demers records his second strikeout. There's one away in the top of the sixth.
My mistake. You said Midwest League Player of the Week.
I did.
Lugnuts Player of the Week.
Parker Meadows won it for the Midwest League.
Yeah, he did pretty well last week.
He's okay.
I'll listen better next time. I apologize.
Gabriel Mascio was named our Lansing.
That I cared about.
We should also name a Lansing Lugnuts Broadcaster of the Week. You think you're going to win?
No, you win it every week.
Justin Lopez swings. Rounds the right side. On a dive. Knocked down by first baseman McCall. Second baseman Valenzuela makes the play to Demers. They got the out on Lopez. Valenzuela moves up to third. But that's a stunner. 3-4-1 for the second out of the sixth.
My goodness. That was rocked over to McCall. Knocked it down somehow. And then Valenzuela quickly got it over to Demers, who quickly got to first base. Well done. And that right there finally gets the opening out.
I got a star next to that one.
Yeah.
Here's Jack Stronach. And he takes a cold strike right down the middle. Now two gone in the top of the sixth inning with Valenzuela at third. Stronach is 0-2 with a pop out and a foul out. Well, I brought that up, Adam, because the California League Players of the Week were also named, and they're likely to be future Lugnuts. Demers throws. Swing and a miss. Strike two for Stronach. Denzel Clark, the outfielder, and Mitch Myers, the right-hander, named the California League Player and Pitcher of the Week. They were outstanding this past week. Here's the 0-2. Elevated fastball called strike three. Stronach with the upright stance standing 6-3. And that pitch turned out to be in his zone. Jed Demers strikes out two. And as a matter of fact, he sets down the final three batters of the top of the sixth following three consecutive doubles. His defense certainly helped out too. And he was a big part of it. He strands Brandon Valenzuela at third base. But Fort Wayne does cash in two more runs. And now, as we go to the bottom half of the sixth inning, it is the Tin Caps leading the Lugnuts 4-1.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
To the bottom of the sixth inning, the Lansing Lugnuts are now down 4-1, but the top of the order is coming up for the bottom half of the sixth. That means Aribiel Angeles, Lawrence Butler, and Brett Harris. Angeles is in a quick 0-2 hole against the new pitcher, the right-hander Sam Keating. The pitch, a breaking ball is grounded up the middle, and past the diving Dale, it's a base hit into center. Angeles has his first base hit of the game. Robert Hassel III gets it in from center field. A leadoff single for the Lansing Lugnuts shortstop. Sam Keating replaces Felix Menjarez. Struck out three, allowed one walk, one hit, and one run. Well, the sidewinding Keating, the right-hander, fires to Lawrence Butler, batting from the left side. Line drive pushed foul off the dugout railing for Fort Wayne. Strike one. Adam, how about more about Sam Keating?
Yes, sir. 6'3", 190-pound righty. 23-year-old, was a fourth-round selection in 2017 out of Canterbury High School in Florida. Spent some time with the Fort Wayne Tin Caps last year, made 44 appearances.
Butler swings, fouls this one back to the screen. You said Canterbury?
Yes.
I wonder if he could tell us some Canterbury tales.
He might be able to.
If you understand that reference.
Yes, yeah. I do.
Four to one, Fort Wayne. Two runs in the first, two runs in the top half of this sixth. A pickoff though to first, but Angeles gets back in. Only Lugnuts run came in the fourth inning. And Lawrence Butler, the current batter, was the one who scored it. A sack fly by Austin Beck brought him in after he was singled to third base by Tyler Soderstrom. Keating's 0-2. Down and in. I remember Sam Keating, Adam, having some terrible command difficulties last year with Fort Wayne.
Yeah, ERA was up over 8 last year. 42 strikeouts just, and I'm sorry, 29 walks. So you're absolutely right.
But his stuff is filthy. Runner starts, stops, the pitch taken in. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Butler. And once again, Lawrence Butler will see at least 5 pitches in a plate appearance.
Does anybody else ever wonder where Jesse has the storage in his brain for every single minor league player he's ever seen?
Pickoff though to first base. Angeles is barely safe. Nice tag by Stronach. I can't find my keys most of the time.
Every time we've seen a minor leaguer, you know and remember them like you saw him yesterday.
Pickoff though again. Angeles again pronounced safe by bases umpire Juska. That is tight. Oh, a balk was just called to Levine right on top of it. And Angeles is awarded second base.
Was it a balk, or do you only get 2 pickoff attempts per pitch? And if you don't get him the second time, I think you get second base. I wonder.
2 balls, 2 strikes. Hang on. Time called by the catcher, Valenzuela. What a chance this is now for Lansing. Nobody out. Angeles is at second. The pitch to Butler, just outside. Lawrence Butler has a great connection to Fort Wayne. We talked about Aribiel Angeles, the runner at second, how he was a Tin Cap to start this year, and then shortly before opening day, traded by San Diego to Oakland. Here's the pitch. Butler takes ball 4 outside. He has walked for a third time. And while Fort Wayne can't be happy that Butler is walking, the hitting coach for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, Randolph Gassaway, just happens to be Butler's personal off-season hitting coach. So there's got to be a little bit of pride that he feels.
And he's got to be saying, somebody get that guy out. Maybe I taught him too much.
Randolph Gassaway is saying, swing the bat, Lawrence. No, likely not. Here's the pitch. Brett Harris takes outside ball 1. Lawrence Butler, showing off that great discerning eye. And you'd figure the more that this keeps up, the more pitchers are going to have to attack him. And the better the pitches are that he's going to be able to barrel. The pitch to Harris, down low. I think about Frank Thomas, and there have been some other big-time hitters over the years. Joey Votto, for example. Big sluggers, powerful hitters, who also have been so patient at home plate, just taking pitch after pitch after pitch. Two on, nobody out. The deal. Harris rips a base hit to left. Rip Hickam's on. Angeles trying to score. No relay. He is in with helmet flying. Harris delivers him with an RBI single. Lansing trails 4-2. Butler up to second. Harris on at first.
Well, his helmet went flying, and he was flying around third. Great call by Phil Pohl to send him, because that was a scorcher out to Rozier. And thought there might be a play at the plate, but Anales just came speeding around third base. What a rocket from Harris, and the Lugnuts get a big run and get back into this thing.
Adam, I thought so too, just because that ball was hit so hard to left. I'm thinking that ball's on Rozier in a hurry, and Phil Pohl never hesitated, and neither did Anales.
But this sixth inning, we've kind of seen stagnant offenses heading into the sixth, then all of a sudden the top three reach for the Tin Caps to start the sixth. The first three reach for the Lugnuts to start the sixth.
Now Tyler Soderstrom takes ball one, breaking ball down and in. First run allowed by Sam Keating this year, just after the Lugnuts pinned the first run of the year against Felix Mijares. Four to two, Fort Wayne leads, but two on, nobody out from the Nuts. The deal. That's called a strike to Soderstrom. Tyler Soderstrom is 1-for-2. Grounded out to first base in the second inning. And then his last time up, the very first pitch that he saw from Mijares, and he singled to left. This is a 1-1. Hits it in the air to center field. Hassel, the third, goes back, racing back to the track. He's got the catch. And at second base, Butler started to move toward third. He's got to quickly get back to second. The ball comes into the infield. Tyler Soderstrom, a deep flyout that his fellow first-rounder Robert Hassel III runs down. That is out number one of the home sixth inning.
I think Butler just made a mistake there. He left a step early. He was ready to tag, as he should. That was hit to the deepest part of the park. Step early, and then had to get back and re-tag. And by that point, Fort Wayne had gotten it in.
Now here's Austin Beck. Beck is 0-for-1 with a ground out to short. A sack fly and an RBI his last time. That scored the first Nuts run. The pitch. He takes a called strike on the outside corner from Sam Keating.
And that evens up the count. They just got a penalty there on Keating.
4-2 Fort Wayne. Tying runs are on for the Nuts. Butler at second, Harris at first, one down. Right-hander throws to right-hander. Outside corner, strike two called. It had been a little while, Adam, since we had seen Austin Beck in the lineup for the Lugnuts. Ready to go once again. A lively bat for the North Carolinian. Kidding has the sign. Fires. Smacked on the ground, foul up the right side.
Lugnuts would love to have his bat come up big in this spot as he welcomes himself back into the order today. There's that first and second. Lugnuts have been squaring up some balls here in the sixth. And extra base hit here with Harris at first. You never know. Could tie the score.
The pitch. That's down and away. Knocked down by Valenzuela. Both runners advancing. A throw to second is high. Right off the glove of Ripken Reyes. It bounces on the right side, and that allows Butler to score from third. Brett Harris stays at second. Lansing trails 4-3. This is going to go down as a wild pitch and then an error. Ripken Reyes simply could not collect that throw from Valenzuela. And now with Harris in scoring position, a one-run game, one down. The pitch to Beck. Down and away again, but this one, Beck.
Lawrence Butler is having a really good offensive game. He's got three walks, and he is doing an excellent job running the bases. Remember, that's been a weakness of this Lugnuts team to open up 2022, but he motored around second, got to third on a Soderstrom base hit, came in to score, and then there takes home plate. Great job.
Keating delivers. Beck rounds it on a high hop down to third. Tough short hop backhand Lopez. Throws it across, bouncing right under Stronach's glove. Harris around to third base. Phil Paul holds him right there. Stronach runs it down. Beck stays put at first. Lansing has runners at the corners, and that is going to go down as another Fort Wayne error. We'll see if they'll go infield single for Beck and then throwing error, or if it's simply straight error. Adam, it looks like official score simply says straight throwing error, Justin Lopez.
Yeah, that's a tough one, but when you pick it as clean as Lopez did on that difficult short hop that you mentioned, Jesse, you got to make the play, and he was unable to. Great hustle by Harris to get to third, and now all it takes is a sacrifice fly, and we're tied here.
It's Patrick McCall, the pitch, taking down and away, ball one. Sack fly would tie the game. But Adam, you can get a little bit more ambitious than that, because an extra base hit would likely put the Lugnuts into the lead.
What about a home run?
McCall swings, lines it, caught by second baseman Reyes. Throws to first, doubles off Beck. It's a double play instead, and the inning is over. Lansing scores two runs on two hits, a walk, two errors, one runner stranded at third base. We're going to the seventh. Adam Jackson will have the call. It's Fort Wayne 4, Lansing 3.
Safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others. Who will?
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Top of the seventh inning, and the Lugnuts back in this one after a two-run sixth to equal the two that Fort Wayne scored, and it's 4-3. Back out comes Joe Demers, and the first pitch is skied back, strike one. Olivier Basabe is up
Basabe.
At the... Basabe. The pitch, and that's up high, one ball, one strike. Everybody reads phonetically written stuff differently.
And, no, I gave John Nolan some grief earlier today about that.
Me and John don't see eye to eye on this one. That's fouled back, 1-2.
I told John, when you capitalize, as you're spelling things out phonetically, capitalization means that's where the emphasis goes.
The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and there's the strikeout. Four now for Joe Demers. John Nolan, one of the good guys in the league. He's been doing it for a long time for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Sitting in a booth to our right, his Tin Caps up 4-3. Lugnuts got two in the sixth and one in the fourth. Done it on three runs, four hits, no errors. First pitch comes in, and that gets the right hand, it looked, of Ripken Reyes.
And then it took a tough deflection right off of Soderstrom.
The way that sounded, it almost sounded like it hit his hand, which then caused a reaction from the bat as well. And then it hit Soderstrom.
I think it went off of his elbow guard.
Really? Okay. That's what it was.
And then it caught Soderstrom, I think, low. That's just an ugly pitch for everybody involved.
Pinball there. And that's the second hit batter of the game for the Lugnuts staff. One from Leal, one from Demers. Back to the top of the card. That one goes outside to Corey Rozier. Ball one. 4-3. Tin Caps in front. Two runs in that first inning thanks to a inside-the-park home run. And then two runs in the top of the sixth. Lugnuts, all of a sudden, were down 4-1, but give them credit. They had their offense come back, score them two. Should have had more, but McCall lined it out. A hard hit ball to second, and Austin Beck got doubled off because, as you would expect, he was ready to run to second. Thought that was going up the gap. 1-0. Grabs the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Lansing looking for a come-from-behind victory. They just 3-6 on the year after dropping their opening two series of the season. Lost 2 of 3 here to Lake County last weekend and 4 of 6 to West Michigan after Evan. Quick toss back to first. No tag from McCall as Demers keeps a close eye on Ripken Reyes. Corey Rozier today 0-2. He was hit by a pitch to open the game. The offering, a little bit wide. 2 balls, 1 strike. I saw this in John Nolan's game notes, so I wanted to bring this up because I know the Lugnuts are anticipating a former Nut making his major league debut very soon. The 2-1 pitch. That's outside. 3 balls and a strike. That would be Zach Logue. He was called up by the Oakland Athletics in that series in Toronto, which is ironic because he came up through the Blue Jays organization, but he didn't pitch. Here comes the offering. This is popped up in the infield. Left side of the diamond. Harris comes in. Out of the way is Demers. Harris halfway down the line makes the catch. Boy, he's done an excellent job communicating on a couple of fly balls today. And there's the second out of the seventh inning. So yesterday, former Lansing infielder Christian Lopes in 2013 was added to the Oakland roster. So we are waiting for either of those to make their debuts, and it would be number 163. And then if both go, 163 and 164, former Lugnuts to get to the show. The pitch, that's low and inside. 1 ball, no strikes to Robert Hassel. So then for Fort Wayne, Jesse, they just had their 201st player get to the bigs. Mackenzie Gore this past weekend went up for the Padres as he made his major league debut. The 1-0. That's on the outside corner. 1 ball and 1 strike.
Can I tell you my favorite Mackenzie Gore story?
Let's hear it.
Samad Taylor clearly annoyed Mackenzie back in 2018. And Mackenzie Gore drilled and went down to first base, where Mackenzie Gore then picked him off and pointed to the dugout.
The 1-1. On the ground, hard hit to the shortstop. Perfectly placed on Halays. Flips it over to first. Stretching is McCall. And that's going to do it. So, how about that? Players in the Midwest League making their way to the show. 201 for Fort Wayne and 162 for the Lansing Lugnuts. Bottom of the seventh, stretch it out. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler has the singing of Take Me Out to the Ballgame. 4-3, Fort Wayne leads.
Chris, thank you. Stand up, stretch it out, and sing with me. 1, 2, 3. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Shows the money, sun, peanuts, and cracker jack. I don't care if I never get back home. Root for the
We move to the bottom of the seventh with the Lansing Lugnuts, hoping they can even up the score, maybe take their first Gilbert Strassler back for the first of six straight at home. Jared McDonald leads off the inning, pops the first pitch up right side of the infield. Reyes comes sprinting in. The first baseman Stronach calls him off and makes the catch a step into the infield grass. One pitch and one out for Jared McDonald. Well, he's having a tough start to the year. Now one for his last 15. And Phil Pohl had mentioned he had a really good spring training. So, sure, Jared pretty frustrated, but we know his bat is going to get going. He's got a lot of pop. So does this man, Brian Buelvas. His first pitch squares to bunt, and it's a little bit wide, ball one. Buelvas had the third home run of the season if he was going to hit it 5 feet to the left in his at-bat earlier. The pitch in there, strike one. He hit it out to the 20-foot wall in left center and missed home run hill by nearly 5 feet. Otherwise, it would have been gone. The pitch, swing and a bouncer right off of home plate. Charging is Reyes at second. Throws on the run, and he's got the out. Tough play there on a slow hit ball. Two up and two down for 7 and 8 here in this seventh inning. Lugnuts have just two home runs this year. The first coming from Lázaro Armenteros. The other one coming from Jack Winkler. The pitch in there for a called strike on Saheed Valenzuela. 4-3, Tin Caps leading, bottom seven. We push towards the 8 o'clock Eastern time here in the state of Michigan. The 0-1, swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Only three hits. I'll make that four hits today for the Lugnuts. Two coming in that sixth inning. The 0-2 jumps inside. One ball, two strikes. Double from Buelvas in the third. Then they had a base hit in the fourth. Two hits from Angeles and Harris in the sixth. Trail by one here in the seventh. Keating's pitch. Down low. Two balls, two strikes. Fort Wayne's got those big block gray letters and numbers. A little tough to read the numerals on those red unis. The pitch, high bouncer off a home plate right behind second. Grabbed by Dale. Throws to first in time to beat Valenzuela. So the last two for the Lugnuts, Buelvas and Valenzuela, go off the plate and are grounded out up the middle to Dale and Reyes. We head to the eighth. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the way. 4-3, Fort Wayne.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, hardware, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, IA affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
James Gonzalez is now into the game for the Lansing Lugnuts as we head to the eighth inning. I'm so glad to have you along here with me. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. It's 4-3. Fort Wayne is leading Lansing in the opener of the six-game set. The lefty Gonzalez hails from Panama. He fires. On the first offering, misses in. Ball one to Joshua Mears. It's going to go Mears, Valenzuela, and Dale for this top half of the eighth inning. Gonzalez in, replacing Jota Mears, who fired three innings of relief, following David Leal. The pitch. That's down low and skipping high away from catcher Soderstrom. Two balls, no strikes on Mears. Joshua Mears is 2-for-3. A ground out back to the mound on the first. A double to left field in the third. An RBI double to left field in the sixth inning and a run scored. And now up here against the lefty Gonzalez. The pitch. That is hit hard and fell off the left side, bouncing off the Camberwell and ricocheting right out on, in the front of third base for Brett Harris to discard. First time that we saw James Gonzalez with the Lugnuts, he was firing two scoreless innings at West Michigan. His job is to keep this a one-run game. Hitter's pitch on 2-1. Fouled up and away to the right side. Count is even. Final line for Joe Demears, the native of Boise, Idaho. Three innings worked. He allowed two runs, both in the sixth inning. That on three consecutive doubles. The pitch. Breaking ball hit high and deep to left. It is on its way. And Joshua Mears has left the building. Two doubles already, and now your third home run of 2022, a solo shot. 5-3, Tin Caps in the eighth. That baseball was catapulted. Now here comes Brandon Valenzuela. Southpaw delivers. Swing and a miss. He was looking to make it back-to-back jacks. It's strike one instead. Well, we have seen Joshua Mears with the power in the series opener. Next offering. That's up high. One ball and one strike. His double back in the third inning against David Leal was 116 miles an hour off the bat, and I wonder what that one was. 1-1. That's on the outside corner. Strike two called to Valenzuela, who himself is 2-for-3 with a two-run inside the park home run. Strikeout and an RBI double. 5-3 Caps. Nobody on, nobody out. A 1-2. Big breaking ball fouled straight back. Jared Dale is waiting on deck for Fort Wayne. The pitch. Ground ball pushed to second baseman Valenzuela. Up with it. Throws to first. And there's one down. That'll bring up Jared Dale. Dale, a right-handed batter, a big short slapper for the Tin Caps. The pitch. Fought off the hands, foul, out of play to the right side. Strike one. We'll check back in with Adam Jackson, by the way, in the bottom half of this eighth inning. For Lansing Lugnuts trivia answer, after 3, Fort Wayne in the eighth, one out, nobody on. The pitch. A ground ball on the left side, right to third baseman Harris. Throws across. McCall receives. Two down. It was a rude welcome to the game for James Gonzalez. And then a couple of routine grounders to bring up Justin Lopez, the Fort Wayne third baseman. Here's the pitch. Line drive foul off the railing on the right side in front of the Lugnuts dugout. Strike one. I was talking with John Nolan at Fort Wayne just all about all of the games that Justin Lopez has played for the Tin Caps. I believe his very first game played with Fort Wayne was back in 2017. He flies this one in the infield. First baseman McCall wants it himself. He handles it with a two-hand squeeze. And a leadoff home run followed by Valenzuela, Dale, and Lopez all getting dispatched in the infield by James Gonzalez. But Joshua Mears cranking out his team-leading third-round tripper of the year. And as we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning, our score now, Fort Wayne 5, Lansing 3.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
Meet Keith, Love and Go.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
And let's go back to the bullpen for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. As we go now to the bottom half of the eighth inning, Lansing is trailing 5-3. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The first pitch to Eribiel Angeles, waved at and missed, as dealt in by the new southpaw, Ryan Ock. Ryan Ock has been really good for Fort Wayne in the young year. Fires. Angeles takes a called strike on the outside corner. Ock has so far made 2 relief appearances. He's gone 4 innings. Hitless baseball. 1 walk, 8 strikeouts. An 0-2. Low and away, making a bid for his 9th strikeout. He will take on Angeles, Butler, and Harris. 1-2-3 in the Lansing Lugnuts order. And the Lugnuts now down by 2. Joshua Mears homering in the top half. The pitch. Line drive, base hit, Angeles. Into right field, it travels. Where Joshua Mears, who just hit that dinger, gets it in. Eribiel Angeles is 2-for-4 with singles his last 2 plate appearances. He can swing it, as Fort Wayne knows so well because he was a tin cap last year. I'm going to be a tin cap this year before the Sean Manaea deal was executed by the San Diego Padres with the A's. Angeles at first, Lawrence Butler steps in, the pitch taken. Outside corner at the knees. Out of called strike 1. So there's the first hit allowed by Ryan Ock this year. Lefty throws to lefty. Butler lays off, a breaking ball away. 1 ball and 1 strike. Fort Wayne 5, Lansing 3. Tin caps have led since the very first inning. Ock throws. Hits the outside corner. Strike 2 called. The Lugnuts down to their final 6 outs. Angeles at first. Butler, the potential game-tying run. A 1-2 will wait. Pickoff, though, instead. Angeles back in standing. Earlier in the game, Angeles was nearly picked off by Sam Keating. Adam Smith, the starter for Fort Wayne, went the first 3 innings. And then Felix Menjarez tossed 2. Sam Keating tossed 2. And now Ock deals up high and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Butler. And we'll see if Fort Wayne would like Ock to throw the 8th and the 9th. Butler's been up there 3 times and has walked 3 times. 2-2 pitch. Check swing. Went around too far. Going to be a strike anyway. He's gone on strikes. Well, Lawrence Butler strikes out for the first time today, the 17th time this year. 1 down, last of the 8th inning. First time today that Fort Wayne has solved Butler. Here comes Brett Harris representing the potential game-tying run. Ryan Ock out of Carver, Minnesota. Throws. Harris takes outside and low. Ball one. By the way, that last name of Ock, O-C-H. The pitch, check swing, strike called by home plate umpire Kevin Levine. Angeles is at first base, one down, bottom of the eighth inning. Lansing is hitting, trailing 5-3. Brett Harris is 1-for-3 with an RBI single. Caught though to first, no tag though, and Angeles got back in. Astronic received. Harris showed off his pop in a major way in the West Michigan series just concluded on Sunday. Here's Ox pitch. Check swing, missed high. Harris is up in the count. 2 balls and 1 strike. In that series, Brett Harris was 7-for-21 with 3 doubles. Knocked in 3 runs, also drew 3 walks. The pitch, high and outside. Ball 3. So Brett Harris has reached base in 7 consecutive games, including his RBI single 2 innings ago. And that is an on-base streak that leads the Lansing Lugnuts. Should get a good pitch to hit here on 3-1. Strike called on the outside corner at the letters. Count is 4. Adam, what do you say that we do our Lansing Lugnuts trivia answer of the game? What do you say? In the top of the 9th? Angeles is at first, 1 down. Does Angeles run? No. Payoff? Foul to the screen. Tyler Soderstrom is waiting on deck for the Lugnuts. 5 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for Fort Wayne. 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Lugs. We're 8 minutes past 8 o'clock in the Eastern Time Zone. Ox payoff will wait. Pickoff, though, instead. Angeles knew it was coming. Ock toes the rubber. 7th rounder out of Southern Miss, Ryan Ock. Kicks, payoff. High and outside, it was not close. Brett Harris draws the base on balls. Boy, what an effective player he has been for the Lugnuts this year, defensively and offensively. Speaking of 7th-rounders, Ryan Ock's 7th-rounder last year out of Gonzaga. Harris down to first with Angeles away to second base. That means that the tying runs are on for Tyler Soderstrom. Watch out now. A 1st-rounder in 2020. Only one man out, lefty against lefty. Ock delivers. Breaking ball, check swing, tapper foul. Rolling backward. Strike 1. Soderstrom is 1-for-3, but his one hit, sharp single to left field in the 4th inning. And then his last time up back in the 6th inning, he flied out to deepest right center. A fine running grab made by Robert Hassel III. The 0-1. Breaking ball fooled him. Waved around and missed. Strike 2. The man on deck, Austin Beck, is due. But instead, it's Johnny Butler who's waiting in the on-deck circle. The pitch, swung at and missed. Soderstrom has gone on 3 pitches. Ox, 2nd strikeout. And here now comes Johnny Butler. Pinch hitter for Austin Beck. Johnny Butler stands in. Butler to pinch hit for Beck with 2 on and 2 out in the bottom half of the 8th inning. 5-3 Fort Wayne. Here's the pitch. Butler takes a called strike at the knees. We saw Johnny Butler pinch hit earlier this year in the 9th inning at West Michigan, and he delivered an RBI game-tying single. Ock throws. Breaking ball hit high in the air to center. Hassel measures, backing up. He waits. He's got it. And the Lugnuts are set down in the 8th. A single by Angeles, a walk to Harris. Both left on. No runs come in against Ock, and we go to the ninth at Michigan. Our score, the Tin Caps 5 and the Lugnuts 3.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
I wish everyone would just go away.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business. I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, IA affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Johnny Butler, pinch hit for Austin Beck, remains in the game. He's now in left field. It's a straight switch. Meanwhile, James Gonzalez returns to the mound for his second inning. That'll be Gonzalez against Stronach, Basabe, and Reyes. So now the Lugnuts have the two Butlers in the corner outfield positions, and in between them, Brian Buelvas. Triple B outfield. First pitch to Stronach, sent toward first. Difficult hop for Pat McCall, bounces off his chest as he fell down, and Stronach reaches. Second baseman Valenzuela collects the baseball, but he's got nothing. On Fort Wayne's first, batter of the ninth inning is aboard. That is called an infield single by the official scorer.
Yeah, Patrick McCall, I think, just lost his footing, Jesse, as he tried to move to his left there to go play that ball. And it was a tricky hop, but he just lost his balance, fell over.
Olivier Basabe sends this one in the air to right field. Butler going back. That's down on the warning track and off the wall. Lawrence Butler picks it up. Stronach's around to third base, held on there by Esposito, the Fort Wayne manager. All the while, Olivier Basabe lands at second. A double. Fort Wayne has opened up the ninth inning with a roar. The Tin Caps already leading 5-3, and they've got two runners in scoring position. Nobody out.
Well, that's not what you want when you only have three more outs to try and get a couple more runs. So now James Gonzalez really going to be tested to try and keep things within a couple of runs.
Infield drawn in. He throws to Ripken Reyes. Broken back ground ball past Gonzalez. No, he's got it. Picked it up as that ball was threatening to sneak by. He recovers and fires to first for the out, holding Basabe at second and Stronach at third. One down in the ninth inning.
How did he come up with that? I thought it got by him as well.
It seemed like it skipped, and yet James Gonzalez stayed right with it. I think you and I both saw that hop, and once we see the white of the baseball, especially that close to the body.
That's three straight balls hit on the first pitch, too.
Corey Rozier takes ball one high. You don't mind ambush baseball if it leads to comebackers.
That's right.
Well, that's a very big first out. Lefty-lefty. The pitch to Rozier. That's called a strike in the outside corner. Rozier's big part of his game is drawing walks. He has not done that today. He has worked the count a bit. He's been hit by a pitch. He struck out. He's flied to center and popped a third. He has scored one of the five Fort Wayne runs. 5-3 caps. The pitch. Bouncing ball right back to Gonzalez. Here comes the runner for the nothing Soderstrom can do. It got by him. All the while, Stronach scores. Basabe to third. And Ripken, or I should say Corey Rozier, is now on at first base. It is 6-3 Tin Caps. That is just a high degree of difficulty play that James Gonzalez was trying to execute. The ball was not hit all that hard. little bouncer out in front of the home plate circle. His only move, he felt, was to grab it with his glove and glove flip it to Tyler Soderstrom. But there's no force. Soderstrom would have had to grab it and apply the tag on Strana coming in. He could not collect the throw. Now the pitch to Robert Hassel, the third, outside for ball one.
You think they go base hit there or fielder's choice?
I might go fielder's choice. Yeah. That there's the out to be had at first base. And instead, he chose for the more difficult play at the plate.
And you are right, Jesse. They go fielder's choice.
Here's the pitch. Hassel the third loops it left field. Down for a base hit. Collected on the bounce by Butler. Gets it in. Basabe is in to score. An RBI single for Robert Hassel the third. And it's now 7-3 Fort Wayne. Rocher up to second. Here comes pitching coach Gabriel Osuna out to the mound. James Gonzalez is only 21 years old. And I feel like this has been a very fast ninth inning for him, Adam.
Yeah, you always hear that cliche, younger guys need the game to slow down for them. Right now, it's moving really fast. And it's been a relentless attack by the Tin Caps to open up this ninth inning. My goodness, all of a sudden they've tacked on two runs. We've already seen five batters come to the plate. Their offense has, in spurts tonight, been really good. You go back to that sixth inning as well, where they go double, 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 and all of a sudden they have two runs in that half inning.
Here comes Joshua Mears. Watch out now. He's 3-for-4 with two doubles and a home run. The lead, ball one. Oh, by the way, Mears has hit the ball 116 miles an hour and 113 miles an hour. 113 was the home run.
That'll play.
Ball left. I think it's somewhere in the parking lot right now near City Market. Mears takes down low. Two balls and no strikes. Adam, you feel like doing our Lansing Lugnuts trivia answer of the game?
Yes, sir. So we asked, when Reggie Jackson made his debut for the Athletics, Major League Baseball, who did the Athletics play?
Here's the pitch. Fastball snapping in from Gonzalez. Strike call to Mears.
Jesse, I didn't get any tweets. Did you get any answers?
Oh, I got some answers.
Okay, what do we got?
Folks were quick to respond to this one in my inbox. 2-1, one out. The pitch to Mears. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Paul Hammerly wrote in saying he debuted against the Texas Rangers, and Paul said two hits, two stolen bases. Leanne Cook said he was 2-for-4 with a stolen base. Texas Rangers, writes Leanne.
Well, one of those two is right with the bonus as well.
You were just wondering for the team, right? Mears fouls this one out of play to the right side.
Correct. They both got the team. Well done, guys.
Texas Rangers.
That's right. June 24, 1975. And I believe Leanne said it. Two hits, one steal. What a debut for Mr. Henderson.
The first of how many stolen bases did Ricky have career? Nobody's even close. Gonzalez steps off the rubber. There's a reason why they called him the Man of Steel.
1,406, I believe.
Oh, only that much?
Just
only
a few.
Yep, 1,406. Here's the pitch. Mears takes ball three down low. He also owns the major league career record for most caught stealings, as well you might imagine, at 335. I mean, still difficult. Back in here in the major leagues, Ricky Henderson stole 100 bases. 2 years later, 130. Gonzalez delivers. That's ball four, down and in. It escapes Soderstrom and rolls back into the left, but the bases are loaded. And the runner heading to third base, Rocher, does not look any more ambitious than that. So Mears down to first base. There's one man out, and Brandon Valenzuela is coming up for Fort Wayne. There's nobody warming up in the Lugnuts pen. Mears, Hassel, and Rocher juicing the bags for the cleanup man, Valenzuela, who is 2-for-4 with an RBI double and a first inning inside the park home run. 7-3 Caps. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip into Soderstrom's mitt. Strike one. Adam, we had Billy Hamilton in this league in 2011, a year in which he stole more than 100 bases in the minor leagues. And just to see a force of nature like that. Same thing with Ricky. When the guy gets on, he's stealing, and you can't stop him. The pitch, swing and a miss. Nice off-speed down. Nothing in two on Valenzuela. That is something that, with all the rule changes, the first thing that they're trying to do, right, is just speed up the pace of the pitching. The amount of time it takes between the pitcher delivering pitch after pitch, and I think they've succeeded right now in the minors.
I don't think there's a think. They definitely have.
That is stroked up the middle, a base hit to center field for Valenzuela. In the score comes Rocher. Hassel the third is on his heels. He checks in. Throw comes into second base where Mears is stopped. On a two-run single by Brandon Valenzuela. 9-3 Fort Wayne.
Well, this was a ball game coming into the ninth inning, and Fort Wayne said, we're going to go ahead and win this game. And they're doing that right now in this ninth inning. Their offense has produced a three-run, make it four-run ninth inning. And they have opened things up in a big way.
That last one, too, especially on an 0-2 pitch from Gonzalez. 2-1, one out for Jared Dale. Shortstop batting fifth. The pitch, he dribbles it foul left side, and back to the on-deck hitter, Justin Lopez. When James Gonzalez came into this game to begin the eighth inning, it was a 4-3 Fort Wayne lead. And it was anybody's game. And the Lugnuts had just threatened in the bottom half of the sixth inning to take the lead. Here's the pitch. That's down and in. Gonzalez allowed the home run to Joshua Mears in the eighth that made it 5-3. But here in the ninth, this game has been blown open. Singles by Stronach and the double by Basabe to open up the inning. And after Reyes hit the comebacker, runners holding. Rocher, the RBI fielder's choice. Hassel, the third, the RBI single. Walk to Mears. The pitch. Line drive left field. That's a base hit. One hop to Johnny Butler. He gets it in to hold Mears to third base. The bases are reloaded on the Jared Dale single.
Well,
this has been some hard contact.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And now we do see action. And the Lugnuts pen. It is just the first game of this six-game series. It is Edward Barham who is loosening. Justin Lopez is the ninth tin cap to hit in the ninth. Switch hitter bats right, takes the first pitch inside. Ball one from the big lefty. Dale at first, Valenzuela at second, and Mears is at third. One away. Gonzalez throws. Ground ball up the middle. This could be two. No, it wasn't. Hit hard enough. Second baseman Valenzuela's only play is to first base. He gets Lopez there. As Mears scores, Valenzuela advances to third and Dale to second. On the RBI ground out, Fort Wayne now leads 10-3.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Valenzuela came charging there to get to it, but he couldn't flip his momentum around and get it back to second base to Angeles because runner had already gotten there, so he had another run comes in.
And here comes the UCLA Bruin, Jack Stronach, for a second time. One for four with a single earlier in this ninth inning. Left-hander pitching to lefty. Fastball called a strike on the outside corner. I think that James Gonzalez is going to be fascinating, Adam, to see how he develops over the course of this year. He's only 21. He's a big guy. He throws pretty hard. Fires. Breaking ball. Strike two called in the outside corner. That's a good-looking hook.
Well, and he's just got to get things figured out. Obviously, this is not the outing he's hoping for, the half inning he's hoping for, but you learn from this and you build on this as the season goes on.
10-3, tin caps. Here's the pitch. That's outside. Stronach takes ball one. When we go to the bottom half of the ninth inning, the Lugnuts will have McCall, McDonald, and Buelvas do. Gonzalez has his sign. Second and third, two outs, 1-2 pitch. Stronach swings and misses. Gonzalez strikes him out. That retires the side. 10-bat for the Tin Caps in the ninth inning. They score 5. They leave runners at second and third. And as we go to the bottom of the ninth, the Lugnuts will be 3 outs away from a series opening defeat. Your score, Fort Wayne 10, Lansing 3.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Because of someone else's drinking.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
To 3 Fort Wayne. When did this happen? We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The answer is 5 runs in the top half of the ninth, doubling the Tin Caps run total. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. This is High A Oakland Athletics Affiliate Baseball. The Lansing Lugnuts will send up Jack Winkler in the spot of Patrick McCall to pinch hit to open up the bottom half of the ninth inning. He'll be followed by McDonald and then Buelvas. Jared McDonald has already stepped out to the on-deck circle to hit for himself.
I like this from Phil Pohl. He's utilized the pinch hitter, I think, now 3 times this year, and you don't see that a ton in minor league baseball. So I like he's getting guys involved.
So here's Winkler batting right, the first pitch. Ryan Ock back to the hill, deals it outside, ball one. Think about the bottom of the eighth inning. Lugnuts were down by 2. They had runners at first and second and only 1 out, but they couldn't score him. Swing and a miss by Winkler. Count as 1-1. Tyler Soderstrom struck out on 3 pitches by Ock, and then Johnny Butler pinch hitting for Austin Beck, flied out to center field. And then Fort Wayne blew it open in the top half. Winkler takes, called a strike on the inside corner. Count as 1-2. Jack is hitting .222, 4 for 18 in 6 games. However, last Sunday, his last game, he homered. The pitch, that's called strike 3. On the inside corner, Ryan Ock moved the strike zone on him. And now the batter will be Jared McDonald. One out, nobody on. Right-handed batter taking a breaking ball, clipping the outside corner, strike 1 called. I agree with you, Adam, in terms of pinch hitters. Especially, the score is 10-3. Get guys involved to start up the series. The pitch, that's up and away. You had a day off yesterday, a new series beginning. You're back at home following the road trip. Just get everybody back into rhythm once more. Keep everybody alert. 10-3 Caps, the pitch. McDonald chased it up and away. Count is 1 ball and 2 strikes.
Especially while the weather's cold over the next few days. Get the guys in there. Yeah. Feeling what the sting of this low temperature is like.
Keep the body moving. Ox pitch. Breaking ball missed in. He's got 1 will of a hook. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Speaking of moving, oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Ox throws. Fly ball, center field, Hassel the third came in, backs up, one-hand snatch, and there's out number 2. He caught that ball like he was grabbing a frisbee.
Nice leisurely Sunday stroll with some frisbee involved. Good swing from McDonald. He's gonna find his swing here.
And now here comes Brian Buelvas. 2 outs, nobody on. Lugnuts down to their final outs. He takes one right down the middle. Out of called strike 1. Well, Voss is 1-for-3 with a double his first time up. Pitch on its way. Down low from Ock. One ball and one strike. Number 8 batter in the order in the Lansing Lugnut center fielder. Ox pitch. Up and away. 2 balls and 1 strike. 10 runs on 12 hits for the Tin Caps. 2 errors. 3 runs, 5 hits. And again, no errors for the Lugnuts. Another no error game. The pitch. Well, Voss takes a called strike 2 at the knees on the outside corner. That's real nice. Saheed Valenzuela hopes for a chance to bat next if Bravas can keep the Lugnuts alive. But Lansing is down to its very last strike. Ryan Ock throws up very high from the native Minnesota. 3-2 is the count on Bravas. Brian Bravas from Columbia. The pitch. Fouls it off, right back to the netting. Tomorrow, 6.05 p.m., lefty Robert Gasser for the Tin Caps against the Lugnuts' Joey Estes. Once more, a payoff pitch. Breaking ball high and outside, and Bravas is on. Two-out walk extends the game in the bottom of the ninth inning. Adam, what's your battery level?
Sitting at 11%, holding strong.
Okay.
So if we got a comeback, the Lugnuts got a comeback in him, his computer can take it.
That's good. Ock throws to Saheed Valenzuela. Strike called outside corner. Switch hitter batting from the right side against the southpaw. Saheed, the subject of the pregame interview, 0-for-3 with a swinging strikeout. Ock to the plate, high and wide. 1 ball, 1 strike. One of my favorite parts of that interview was just asking Saheed all about the family Valenzuela and all of the baseball players in the Valenzuela family. And everybody's an infielder. He swings and misses a fastball away. 1 ball and 2 strikes.
Funny how that works out, isn't it? And not just in baseball, but with the position specifically as well. Pretty cool.
Yeah, but when everybody gets together, somebody's got to catch. The pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out. This ball game is over. Ryan Ock whiffs Saheed Valenzuela to close out a 10-3 Fort Wayne victory. Well, unofficially 2 hours and 28 minutes.
Yeah, it moved along outside of a couple of half innings where Fort Wayne, they got their offense going 3 different half innings where they scored multiple runs, and they put this one away, Jesse, in the top of the ninth. They came out swinging against James Gonzalez, 5 in the ninth, and this is an impressive touchdown win for Fort Wayne to open up this series.
Once again, 10 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors with the Tin Caps in the win, now 6-4 this year. For the Lugnuts in the loss, 3 runs, 5 hits, and no errors. Lugnuts fall to 3-7. Tomorrow, just like Thursday and Friday and Saturday, all these games are at 6.05 p.m. before Sunday. The finale of the series is at 1.05 p.m. Joey Estes against Robert Gasser tomorrow on a dog days of summer with dogs welcome to the ballpark. Go to LansingLugnuts.com to purchase your tickets. Adam, any final thoughts?
No, let's see if the Lugnuts can bounce back tomorrow. Give credit to Fort Wayne. They came ready to go today.
Sounds good. For Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Again, your final score, Fort Wayne 10, Lansing 3. Here's wishing you well from Michigan State Capitol. Jackson Field, right in the center of the mitten.